Beginning of the Gemara. Only things that are wine, Geffen products, not the Geffen itself. Now, we are assuming now that shoots and whatever it was called, lulavim, shoots and leaves, alim and lulavim, are considered Geffen atzmai. Now, notice the Gemara says Rabbi Lazar. Some Rishaynim are big into this. Is this Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Eliezer? Because, just as an aside, Rabbi Eliezer, the whole Shas holds Riboy. Rabbi Lazar is unknown. So when the Gemara comes and says Rabbi Lazar holds Miat Riboy, that's a Chiddush. Rabbi Eliezer, we know he holds that way. And that's why when you get to the Gemara later on, whether Rabbi Eliezer holds Prat Kal Prat or not, the other Rishonim say that's only Rabbi Lazar. In Rabbi Eliezer, there's no such Havim, meaning he never holds a Klal Prat, or Prat Klal Prat. So again, our Gemara has the words Rabbi Lazar. I think the Rush says it's Rabbi Eliezer, but I don't have a Raya yet. I don't have a Beferish Raya, but I think he holds it Rabbi Eliezer. Again, it's a Machlokes who's showing them how to be Gairus. Tanya Rabbi Lazar, I feel Alam B'Lulavim B'Mashma. Some are Medayeg it from the Resha, because it says, Hayyitzim in Agefen. From the Resha, they're not Medayeg it, because they learn that from the Resha you can learn Yaitzim and Agefen includes Alim v'lulavim. Not so clear that that's part of the Geffen. But they're Medayeg it from the Sefer, because in the Sefer it says, I'm looking to the Bach, v'einachayev ad sheyecham in anovim k'zayas. Now, if it's Alim v'lulavim, why are we stressing anovim? Why aren't we stressing Alim v'lulavim v'anovim? Why are we going on the anovim? They want to be medayik min anovim and min agefen atzmei loy, and by the fact that it separates anovim, it separates alim v'lulavim. So again, the two l'shaynis are only arguing which part of the Mishnah is telling us not alim v'lulavim. Is it the beginning of the Mishnah from the word yaitzei min agefen, or yaitzei min agefen can be interpreted two ways, but the fact that the Mishnah stresses anovim at the end and doesn't say alim v'lulavim is a riot that the Mishnah doesn't hold of alim v'lulavim, which means the not masnisin like Rabbi Eliezer, the blazer, the tanya, blazer, I'm after the love of the masn. Yes, I'm sorry.
What we're talking about, it would be winter to winter the shoots.
According to the Rabbana and our Mishnah, the blazer holds other Rabba that it's usher. Our Mishnah is only saying a blazer is usher in yaitzim and agefen or in anavim. Not in Alam v'lulavim, which means the nazir that eats Alam v'lulavim according to our Mishnah would not be violating anything. Both are going under Rabbanan, Reisha and Seifa. Medayik, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Lazar, because our Mishnah excludes Alam v'lulavim. That means it's not part of Isser Nazir, and Rabbi Lazar does include it. So the question in the two Lashainis is only which part of the Mishnah is teaching me that Diyak? The first part of the Mishnah or the second part of the Mishnah? But the Diyak is the same, that our Mishnah holds that a Nazir is not prohibited in Alam v'lulavim. The Diyak is the same. And therefore, the question is only which part of the Mishnah is teaching it to me. But our Mishnah holds that a Nazir can eat Alam v'lulavim, at least biblically. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Why does Rabbi Lazar ban Alam v'lulavim and Rabbanu do not? Rabbi Lazar the Darsh Ribu Miyutut, he Darshan's Ribu Miyut. Rabbanu Darshan Klal Prati, meaning the general rule. How do we learn things? Ribu Miyut, Klal Prat. Rabbi Lazar Darsh Ribu Miyut. Therefore he sees, Miyayim B'Sheikh Yazir is Miyut. Mikol HaShay Yosem Migefen Ayayin is Riba. The Torah wrote in one specific word, and again, I have the question all week. I mentioned it a number of times. The Torah writes a whole bunch of things there. We're viewing it as one miut, right? In Baba Kama, when the Gemara learns Riba Miut there, from every miut it excludes something. Like it says, whatever the case over there is. And the Gemara uses every miut as a different miut. Here, the Gemara seems to lump together as one miut. I don't know why, but that's what the Gemara does.
This is a miut ribui.
It's a miut ribui, correct. So Yayim v'sheikh v'yazir, and the rest of that pasuk is miutim, and the next pasuk, mikol ha'sheyasim v'gefen ha'yayin, is riba. Miyad v'riba, riba hakel. So the rule of miyad and riba means you include everything, and the miyad gets to exclude one thing. My riba, riba komili. My miyad, miyad chavesta. We only exclude a branch. Now over here, without getting, hope not confusing, had you darshaned this as a prat and klal, you wouldn't have excluded anything. Prat and klal includes everything. Nothing is excluded. Riboy excludes one thing. So prat and klal would not have worked according to anybody, because prat and klal means everything is included. Everything, including branches.
It says the thing is prat and klal.
Yes, that we see it every morning.
And the question is, does it just do the
call? So that's the question we're trying to have. If the clause everything, why did they try to write a prat? Great question. I don't have an answer.
Whatever happened to the clause, Kena prat?
That's prat, clause, prat. Or clause, prat, clause. That's only when you have three. When you have two, prat, clause is only everything. Meat reboy is everything besides one thing. Usually, miyat ribui is more inclusive than klal prat and klal. But in this case, when it's one miyat and one ribui, prat and klal is more inclusive than miyat ribui. But it doesn't make a difference, because Rabbanan don't have a prat and klal. They have a prat, klal, or prat. Rabbi Elazar ignores chatan and bazug, because he learns chatan and bazug is coming for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's halacha, that you need two chatanim and one zug.
So Shibishta is
a branch.
Is further away.
Correct. Rabbanan Darshi Klal Yaprati. V'yayin v'shecha yadza prat. Mikol ha-shalas v'gevna yayin klal.
Miyat Riba excludes one thing, you said?
Miyat Riba excludes one thing. Rabbanan Darshi Klal Yaprati. V'yayin v'shecha yadza prat. Mikol ha-shalas v'gevna yayin is a klal. And they have mechatzan v'adzog as a second cousin of a prat. So then, instead of having a meat reboy only, they have a prat klaul prat. Prat klaul prat, yatanekena prat. Now, they have to include something. Ma prat mefur is pre upsilus pre. There's grapes and there's vinegar. I mean, there's wine and vinegar and grapes. Av kol pre gummer. I call pre upsilus pre. The bride continues. Well, ma prat mefur is pre gummer. I call pre gummer. We have to include something that's a pre-gummer. What is a pre-gummer that we didn't include yet? Amrit. What is left out? So what is the pre-gummer that we're going to include?
Or what is the...
That's going to be the next question. First we pre, and then we'll do Pesach. Let's pray. Which means that we include something which we don't know what it is, but we don't know what it is, and the Gemara is going to explain what he means is the what's the name again? The unripe grapes.
So I never got this right. What's the difference between Lashon
Achron? Lashon Achron seems to question that we shouldn't be including something like not pre-gummer. Meaning, if the prat is pre-gummer, the rule should be you should only include something that's pre-gummer. That's the Lashon Achron. How can you include something that's not in the prat? That's not in the rule of the prat? The answer is there's nothing to include. And since we have to include, we have to expand the general rule.
We drop pre-gummer.
Right.
And what's Lashon Rishon then?
Lashon Rishon is that we include something that's not pre-gummer. So what is it, Mechatan and Vazag? Why do we need that prat? If we're going to include unripe from the first prat, why did the Torah write a prat at the end? So this is a general rule that the Mishnah Brice is now going to say. If you would only have prat and klal, we wouldn't be able to limit it. It would include everything. The second prat is the limit. The first prat klal is inclusive. Comes along the second prat and says, no, hold your horses. Because we can only include kena prat.
It wouldn't be a second prat.
We would include everything. Even branches. And I'll even take a moment to point something out. When you have a prat to klal, it's all inclusive. When you have a klal and prat, you don't include anything. That's the rule. Prat to klal, not the klal mitzvah on a prat. It's rabbi komili. Klal or prat, aim be klal or mashi be prat. That's the rule. So now the Torah sent you a opposite messages. It puts a prat and then a klal. If it would stop there, it would be all inclusive. But then it also said a klal and a prat, the second prat. And that's not inclusive. So the compromise is ten a prat. The Torah is telling you two rules and then puts them together. And they're opposite rules. One is all inclusive and one is not inclusive at all. Klal, prat to klal includes everything. Klal and prat includes nothing. Here you have a prat on one side of the klal and a prat on the other side of the klal. Which way are you going to go? Compromise. Okay, not prat.
What would be included then? I'm sorry, what would both be, according to this, what now are we including?
We're going to include unripe grapes. This is a general rule in every prat klal prat. It's telling you what is happening here. Prat and klal would have been all inclusive. The second prat limited. Now, we had a problem here, because the rule should usually be include something that's Gemar Pri. And we have to include something that's not Gemar Pri, because there's nothing to include. So I'm thinking about it. I'm in my prat mefurish Pri of Psylus Pri. I've called Pri of Psylus Pri. Pri Imvi. Pri is grapes. Psylus Pri Mahi Chaymetz. That's vinegar. I've called Pri Mahi Guharki, unripe grapes. I've called the Psylus Pri Mahi, I'm Rav Kana, Lasuya, Imvi, Dichrit, Wormy grapes. Period. Va'ad Zug. What is Va'ad Zug? We could just have Chatzane. What's Va'ad Zug?
You mean Chatzane V'Zug?
Could be that. I'm not sure, I'll be honestly. I don't know. I understood that the whole thing, it should have just said Chatzanim. Titus asks, we need Chatzanim and Zug. What's the kasha? The Titus answers, then why did we put it on the other side? And Titus bites Sarkhir in this Gemara. Yeah, you're right. Titus answers like you would ask Chatzanim, Chatzanim, and Zug. And for the Gemara.
And the reason you think that the Pope was this great, because that's not the way usually
you eat it? Well, I didn't learn that way. You learned like another reason, because you looked at Ben Hartsko and I learned like the Rush.
Oh, and the Rush says?
That it means the grapes that never get ripe, they're stuck between the grapes. See, you learned like a Ben Hartsko in the next Gemara, and I learned like the Rush. That's always the fallacy of Rabbeinu. Nothing wrong, Rabbeinu Hartsko learned it from Tysus, but we learned like the Rush. Ravina Lasuya de Ben Abinayim, which is the grapes that never get ripe. No, immature grapes are on the way to getting ripe. This is something that will always be stuck there and never get ripe. What did the Torah leave over? It says and Alechel Abin Kolashin Achron that wants to be only pre-Gamar El Kolashin Rishon. Well, Ma'agash is the pain of the rabbits called Dover, my time of life, my Chatan about Zag. Why am I locked the rule in all practical Klau Prat? Klau Mokas had to make the Prat to Klau. We had to resolve the Mokas called Dover again at Prat. And not to Klau Mokas of La Prat. It would include everything. I feel good on custom. Today I'm Shepard Glob and Nazir. My Chatan about Zag. Period. Frank the Gemara. Ulu Rav Lazim and Azariah, the Kamukim Lalaev Chatan of Azag. Loi Mishayna Chayev, Achehu Beis Chatan of Azag. He learned it to tell me you need two peels and pits. Whatever one peels is and pits is. Pratamidalei. Where is the second prat? Sabalok Revelia Ezra Lazar, the Darish Midri. Boyitaka doesn't have a second prat. That's one answer. He by Samek Rabbanon, that he can learn it as a prat, even though he darshens the other drasha. Why did the Torah put it on the other side of the klal? Could have put it together with the rest of the pratim.
What?
Could
you learn
it
even if it's boasting
a klal
prat? Why
couldn't
you learn both
there? Because the Torah is coming to tell me a chiddush. That means it's not a prat. It's not there for the purpose of prat. It's there to tell me a new chiddush. Frank the Gemara Vemakula Lurachi. See, maybe it's only for Prat. Okay, look to Rechman Oishne Chatzanim Oishne Zagim. A Chatz of Bezag. Either Chatzan of Bezagim or Chatz of Bezag. The Mayoga for Gosok Mana Chatzan of Bezag. Shmami no Lemidrish Way Klau Prat. We can have Lemidrish Hashemoshne Chatzan of Bezag. We can get both Russians in. Frank the Gemara Vemakula the Dorish me at the Reboy. So he doesn't learn Klau Prat or Klau. But how about Prat and Klau Prat Menalei? Does he ever use Prat, Klau, or Prat? The Gemara is now going to give us three examples where he uses Prat, Klau, or Prat. Prat. Lishmar, Chazer, or Prat. Right, I'm not sure why, still not sure why Lishmar is a Prat, I guess.
But no, we said...
Could be. You're right. Thank you. I didn't remember. Prat. We exclude Avodim, Karkolas, and Staras. Rabbi, I'm an Avkle Mahaikra.
Why do we exclude those things?
Because they're not similar to the Prat. The Prat says movable items that are intrinsically worth money. Karkolas are not movable. Staras are not intrinsically worth money. And Avodim, the Torah always says it's like Karkolas. Rabbi, I'm an Avkle Mahaikra. To tell me, what does that tell me? To tell me, not Reifa Avinirva, not an animal that committed bestiality. Why don't we go to a different pasuk? Min Prat, Abhei Miklau. To tell me that it means no chaya. From there you couldn't learn out. The ima hasam avamina, habehema, when it says habehema, chaya beklau behema. And we're just including certain types of behemoth mechayas. And therefore, that's not a... Now, we wouldn't have excluded Chaya using that Prat Klau Prat. Amalei Chaya B'chal Behem Moksiv Bokar B'tzayin. La'avalei Prat Klau Prat B'yatvan Agen HaPrat. So the Gemara answered him, he said, L'maisa, the second Prat excludes Chaya, right? So therefore, we would have said excluding Chaya from the Klau Prat Klau Prat. So at the end of the day, he bites Shver. Why don't we say that this is the Prat Klau Prat? This is as far as we got. Everybody should have a wonderful day, and a ksiva ksima taiva, and a good gibur shor. Yemali Hashem kol mishalos lipchem l'taiva.